chapter 9, verse 1. And he said to them, Verily I say unto you, there are some of those standing here that shall not taste death until they shall have seen the kingdom of God come in power. And after 6 days, Jesus takes with him Peter and James and John, and takes them up on a high mountain by themselves apart. And he was transfigured before them, and his garments became shining, exceeding white as snow, such as fuller on earth could not whiten them. And there appeared to them Elias with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter, answering, says to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good that we should be here. And let us make 3 tabernacles, for thee one, and for Moses one, and for Elias one. For he knew not what he should say, for they were filled with fear. And there came a cloud overshadowing them, and there came a voice out of the cloud, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And suddenly, having looked around, they no longer saw anyone but Jesus alone with themselves. And as they descended from the mountain, he charged them that they should relate to no one what they had seen, unless when the Son of Man should be risen from among the dead. And they kept that saying, questioning among themselves what rising from among the dead was. And they asked him, saying, Why do the scribes say that Elias must first have come? And he, answering, said to them, Elias indeed, having first come, restores all things. And how is it written of the Son of Man that he must suffer much and be set at naught? But I say unto you that Elias also is come, and they have done to him whatever they would, as it is written of him. Verse 14. And when he came to the disciples, he saw a great crowd around them, and scribes disputing against them. And immediately all the crowd, seeing him, were amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked them, What do ye question with them about? And one out of the crowd answered him, Teacher, I brought to thee my son, who has a dumb spirit, and wheresoever it seizes him, it tears him, and he foams and gnashes his teeth, and he is withering away. And I spoke to thy disciples that they might cast him out, and they could not. But he, answering them, says, O unbelieving generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me. And they brought him to him. And seeing him, the spirit immediately tore him, and falling upon the earth, he rolled foaming. And he asked his father, How long a time is it that it has been like this with him? And he said, From childhood. And often it has cast him both into fire and into waters, that it might destroy him. But if thou couldst do anything, be moved with pity on us, and help us. And Jesus said to him, The if thou couldst is if thou couldst believe. All things are possible to him that believes. And immediately the father of the young child, crying out, said with tears, I believe. Help mine unbelief. But Jesus, seeing that the crowd was running up together, rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to him, Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I command thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And having cried out and torn him much, he came out, and he became as if dead, so that the most said, He is dead. But Jesus, having taken hold of him by the hand, lifted him up, and he arose. Verse 28. And when he was entered into the house, his disciples asked him privately, Wherefore could not we cast him out? And he said to them, This kind can go up by nothing but by prayer and fasting. And going forth from thence, they went through Galilee, and he would not that anyone knew it, for he taught his disciples, and said to them, The Son of Man is delivered into men's hands, and they shall kill him. And having been killed, after 3 days he shall rise again. But they understood not the saying, and feared to ask him. Verse 33. And he came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked them, Of what were ye reasoning by the way? And they remained silent, for by the way they had been reasoning with one another who was greatest. And sitting down, he called the 12, and he says to them, If anyone would be first, he shall be last of all, and minister of all. And taking a little child, he set it in their midst. And having taken it in his arms, he said to them, Whosoever shall receive one of such little children in my name, receives me. And whosoever shall receive me, does not receive me, but him who sent me. And John answered him, saying, Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in thy name, who does not follow us. And we forbade him, because he does not follow us. But Jesus said, Forbid him not, for there is no one who shall do a miracle in my name, and be able soon after to speak ill of me. For he who is not against us is for us. For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because ye are Christ's, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. And whosoever shall be a snare to one of the little ones who believe in me, it were better for him if a millstone were hung about his neck and he cast into the sea. And if thy hand serve as a snare to thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having thy two hands to go away into hell, into the fire unquenchable, where their worm dies not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thy foot serve as a snare to thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life lame than having thy 2 feet to be cast into hell, into the fire unquenchable, where their worm dies not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thine eye serve as a snare to thee, cast it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye, rather than having 2 eyes to be cast into the hell of fire, where their worm dies not, and the fire is not quenched. For every one shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt is become saltless, wherewith shall ye season it? Have salt in yourselves, and be at peace with one another.